This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the
midnight. All right, Wave in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes,
man,
sir.
I'm just sick of these freaking reptilians in this government. I'm so sick of them trying to control our lives. So sick of them poisoning us with these shots and these chemtrails and these. Sick of it. So sick of it. I just pray to God for a hedge of protection over all of us every day.
I hear you, brother.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, Alex, I remember you saying that Trump's son had been vaccinated and he got some sort of autism from it. What the heck is going on with Trump? What is he doing? He's blackmailed. What is going on, brother?
Whatever it is, it ain't good. Thank you, sir. Julio in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, it's great to chat with you, Alejandro. Patient Zero before they carve your corpse up, as I heard on the commercial. Look, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, reminds me a lot of the great Hank Williams Jr. song, OD'd in Denver. I call it Mount Skid Row because I hate to say it, but this city is deteriorating faster and faster, and that's going to be most of the country as energy bills skyrocket as we hit into winter. Now, Alejandro, I don't know who Senor Donald Trump is listening to, who his advisors are, but he needs to either change advisors or listen more of his gut instincts, because as you just mentioned, we're going to see more and more articles as more and more people get sick, as more myocarditis gets diagnosed. This is going to get blamed on Trump. Now, he has this golden opportunity to turn around and say, hey, look, Fauci lied to me. Burks lied to me. I mean, they're all coming out and admitting that they lied to the president. Mike Pence, whoever the president is listening to, he must change course immediately, because it doesn't. I mean, yes, across the country and across the states, MAGA type candidates are winning these types of elections. They're winning school board seats, et cetera, et cetera. But it's quite clear, Alejandro, that Donald Trump's going to get set up here in the coming months as the elite system is falling completely in their face.
Oh, absolutely, Julio. Thanks for the call. It's already begun. DJ in New York, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just wanted to share with the audience, for my many years of looking at this stuff, going back to the 80s before you were on air, I just keep looking at all the different players of the cabal, and I can't help but to see the one of all of them that sits closest up to the capstone, and that's the Jesuits. They're really the they. They're the ones who are the progenitors of all this evil. Fauci is one of them. Many of the others that we know are part of them.
Well, the Pope, the Pope is total New World Order.
Taken over. The Pope has taken over. The Catholic Church is subservient to the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta. And they have their inroads going way back with the Chinese. That's why the Catholic Church is the only official church there.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the Portuguese discovered China, made the first deal. So, I mean, definitely the old, more powerful than the British Empire has been not the Catholic people, but the Jesuits in control of the rudders. And that was the secret maps into the Orient.
You can't become a head of state without them approving or allowing it. They control the secret societies of the world. They control the monetary systems. They are the ones in the driver's seat, in the pilot's nest. They're in control. They're the ones that are the pedophiles, that are the child traffickers, the abusers. They are the ones that people in the audience need to really research to discover who their real enemy is when they say they.
Well, there's no doubt that the Jesuit order has taken over the Catholic Church and used pedophilia to do it. And there's no doubt it's one of the most ancient, powerful groups there is. But the average, but they conflate that between Catholics and that. I think Catholics are great people. But I hear what you're saying, brother. Thank you, DJ. All right, we're going to come back. with Drew Hernandez for two segments, then I'm right back to your phone calls here today. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Drew is upset about what's happening with Trump as well. I'm going to get his take.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
The Republic is rising.
Well, Alex, you're the gladiator, and you keep on pounding the opposition there. I love it.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You've been demonized enough.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and they're blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech.
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them.
The FCC is cracking down on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
And there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced.
Alex Jones has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God.
But who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
InfoWars comes to mind.
What's happened with InfoWars? I would love it if you would follow up also about Alex Jones and InfoWars.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
President Trump is the InfoWars president.
Trump appeared on Jones's show.
He actually went on Jones's show and said,
your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Up, up, and away!
Swalwell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swalwell.
Google is going to lie again and violate the law.
That's enough. Make too much noise. That man's a threat to this country.
I'd like to learn how to
ask. You want to be willing to have a fight?
Wanting to at this point.
I'm getting pissed now.
Yeah, the deplatforming didn't work.
With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
1776 will commence again. If you're trying to fire off
shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us!
Come and take us!
Democrats have put out a report blaming Trump for any vaccine damage, saying he made them put out the experimental shot. We know it's Fauci and Bill Gates, the New World Order. Why does Trump not understand that? I was talking to Drew Hernandez this morning via text. He said, just like he predicted, it's now out there. Headlines exclusive, vaccinated, making up higher proportion of COVID-19 metrics in the U.S., including hospitalizations and deaths. Same numbers worldwide. That's out of the Epic Times. It's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. Drew Hernandez, thank you for joining us. I wanted to get your take on the situation. I think this is huge. This shows the rats are leaving the sinking ship. And if Trump doesn't get ahead of this, this is going to bring him down.
Well, absolutely, Alex. And, you know, thanks for having me. Shout out to the InfoWarriors in the Getter chat. They want you to know that they love you very much, Alex. But I wanted to analyze this Politico article with you. Just take a look at the headline. Look at how they word this, okay? The Trump administration pressured the FDA to authorize unproven treatments. Unproven treatments for COVID-19 and the first COVID-19 vaccines on an accelerated timeline, Operation Warp Speed. Okay, people need to understand, you are literally watching propaganda begin to get fed to the public for a future narrative to be installed on President Trump.
That's right. This is the kickoff.
This is literally the kickoff. They use this verbiage because, listen, people have been banned for this stuff on Facebook and Twitter for posting these exact same things, saying Trump's being set up. Trump's being set up with Operation Warp Speed. It's a bad vaccine. It's not good for the people, and it's being put. People have been banned for this kind of stuff, but we know what these people do, Alex, so they are kicking this off. There's been a shift in the simulation, and this is meant to mess with your mind. This is how the InfoWar works. This is how propaganda works. They are literally setting up the narrative for whoever's going to run in 2022 in the midterms already. They're giving them more ammo to go against Trump candidates, and ultimately they're giving more ammo to whoever runs against Trump in 2024. Okay? Now, I say this because I love the Republic and I love where our country was going in 2016 to 2019, and I want to see that continue. Now, when I say this about President Trump, I say this because I want him to just clearly understand. I mean, these people are literally setting you up to literally be the sacrificial lamb, to blame millions of deaths and blame the vaccine negative effects that are happening to people, not only mentally, but physically, literally on you. Take a look at how the narrative is being set up. And Alex, you know this. Why is Dr. Fauci riding off into the sunset in December? Is it because he's scared that there's going to be investigations and he's going to be, you know, exposed? That's not why. It's because they're setting up Trump to be the blame right now. He's riding off into the sunset because they're setting up Trump to blame for these bad vaccines. That's why Dr. Fauci is in the news literally today saying, I have nothing to hide. That's a quote. He's saying, why is he saying that, Alex? Because they know that they're going to blame all this on Trump. Oh, well, I was just advising the current
president. And it's not just him. It's the head of the CDC. It's Burks. They're all saying, we knew it didn't work. We lied. So later they're going to go, well, we told you years ago. They are literally pre-programming this right now.
Exactly. That is exactly why the CDC is coming out saying the same thing. And Dr. Birx is coming out and saying the exact same thing. We knew all along that this wasn't effective. I mean, we were advising the president at the time. I mean, that's what we were doing. They are literally going to pin this on President Trump alone. And he needs to understand that this is part of the PSYOP.
I totally agree. Here's the key, Drew, for me. I want your take on this. Whether you love Trump or neutral or hate him, I think overall he's a great guy, but I'm mad at him. It doesn't matter. We don't want him getting the blame. We want Fauci and Bill Gates to get it. That's
exactly
the key here.
100%. We want the people that are responsible to get the blame. And I'll say this as well. President Trump and the people around him, don't wait too long. The longer you wait, the worse it looks. The longer you wait, the worse it looks. And this is part of the thing. This is where we got to be careful too, Alex, is part of this PSYOP, part of what they're doing to him is to get his own supporters that got him there to turn on him. That's why Media Matters and all these people are running hit pieces on you, Alex, to make it look like you literally hate Trump. But I know what you're doing. You're trying to just get him to go against the global elites, man. Like, go against these people. Like, where are you, man? Can the real Trump please stand up?
Well, exactly. I've been tapping him on the shoulder. I've been whispering in his ear. And now I hit him in the head with a 2x4 politically to get his ass to wake up.
And that's all we want. We want President Trump to just come out, Be aggressive against these people. I mean, really think about it, right? For people that are still sitting on the fence, it's like, I don't know. This is maybe a little too much for me. Listen. What have these people done in the past 6 years? Okay? Impeached him multiple times. Set up his supporters, okay, with multiple psyops to even use that to turn them against him. And now the FBI is being mobilized to go after not only his supporters, but President Trump. And they deplatformed a sitting U.S. president. Look how far this has gone. President Trump needs to wake up. Wake up right now and shift gears and get aggressive against these people and go on offense. That's all I'm saying.
Let's talk more about it. You're on fire. You're absolutely right. Because the crowning thing they're going to blame on him is the shot. But they did it worldwide. It was all coordinated by the UN and the WEF. They ran it. They get the blame, not our populist movement. This is so critical. But Drew Hernandez, straight ahead. This is tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Message to President Trump. Please continue, my friend.
Well, Alex, listen, I just want to clear the air here. Listen, you know, this current administration are the ones that came out and they pushed the lockdowns. They used Operation Warp Speed and they imposed it on the American people. The heroes that were in the medical industry in 2020 became the villains in 2021. The airlines that were all protesting, people that lost their jobs. It was a horrible thing that happened in 2021, but the stage was set with Operation Warp Speed. And to Trump's credit, he did dish it down to the governors in 2020 to decide whether they're going to, you know, lock down their states, their cities or not. Right. So to Trump's credit, that's what truly took place, according to history. But at the same time, this is my heart. And I'm just being honest with the viewers and I'm being honest with you, Alex. And I think you feel the same way, too. I don't want to destroy Trump. I want the country to succeed. I want Trump to succeed. I want our populist figures, including Alex Jones, myself, and President Trump, and whoever else, the Ron DeSantis's of the world, I want us to succeed because I want America to succeed. Everyone that's watching this just wants America to succeed, but we know that these entities out there, these global elites and the communists that have infiltrated all channels in society that have this agenda, they want this to be destroyed. It's the Great Reset. That's what it is. President Trump needs to come out aggressively against the Great Reset starting yesterday, starting 2 years ago when it was all in motion. Right now, I'm telling you right now, this is my opinion, Alex. I don't know if people are going to agree with this, but this is what I see coming. President Trump, people are either going to view you as someone that's in on this or just too afraid to call out the global elite that you claimed you were willing to call out in 2016. That is going to cause you to lose some serious support. I don't want that. Alex doesn't want that. The American people that love this country and love you don't want that. But that's what they want, Alex. That's what these deep staters want. That's what the global cabal wants. It's the perfect side. How do we detach? That's always been the number one question, hasn't it been, Alex? How do we detach President Trump from his loyal supporters? No matter what we've done, Hillary Clinton called everyone a basket of deplorables, attacked the voters, attacked the supporters. Let's just demonize them as white supremacists, even if they're brown or black. Let's just call them domestic terrorists. They've tried everything they possibly can to detach him from his supporters. This, I will tell you right now, is a very strategic way and an effective way to do that because people are seeing this for what it really is. It's the truth and the facts don't lie. This has been a setup. This jab is literally hurting people. President Trump, we don't want to humiliate you. What I'm saying is just come out and tell the truth.
Well, Greg, you just said it. So start what you said last segment and this segment, combine them because you said it better than I could. Trump didn't do forced inoculation. He didn't do forced masking. They grabbed the program they launched under him as soon as Biden got it. He accelerated it. Trump's just got to expose that, talk about that, say they're the ones, and then everybody will get behind him instead of letting them set him up. It's very simple.
Alex, you know this, okay? You know how the info war works. You know how the media and propaganda works. It's a narrative war. If you let these people get way too far ahead of you in the narrative with their installed narrative, their installed propaganda, which is how we started this segment, Alex, taking a look at that political article, they're already using the verbiage to get the population ready to accept this was Trump's fault too. If President Trump waits too long, I fear it's going to be too late. And even some of his supporters are going to start to see this, and it's a genuine thing to take a look at and hold him accountable to, and they're going to start to pull back their support and go to people like DeSantis, because people like
DeSantis. And let me say this, because it's key. Trump thinks, okay, I may have screwed up. I'll just hope it goes away. I'll quit promoting, and I won't be for forced inoculation and things like that. It'll just go away. No. Because they were always planning to blame Trump. They were always blaming to try to tie the Republican leadership that they see Trump as part of to this. That's why he's got to overturn the whole thing and expose their scam. So he's probably thinking, well, this will blow over. They'll never expose themselves. No, all these Democrats are expendable too. We're in the end game of the New World Order, Trump. You've got to either be against the Great Reset or be for it. That's what Drew Hernandez is saying. You've got to make a choice.
Absolutely. I mean, look how they do this. They did this with the whole defund the police narrative. 2020, defund the police. We hate cops. We hate everybody. J6 happens. We love the FBI. We love law enforcement. President Biden, let's actually refund the police. You see how quick they can do this? Okay? They can do this because they know they can. Because they know they can, and millions of people are going to be on board with it. President Trump needs to do this now. He needs to do this yesterday. Because if this narrative goes way too far ahead, it's going to be too late for him.
I totally agree. You keep saying you should have done it yesterday. How long does he have before he's irrevocably coupled to this and falls into their trap? Weeks? Months?
I would say maybe the next couple months, the next few months. Because once they get this narrative installed, people are literally going to run on this, Alex. People running in the midterms are going to run on this very fact.
They're going to run ads of Biden saying, I don't trust the shot.
Exactly.
They were pre-planting that then.
Alex, we think of that. It's like, what? How could anyone do that? Like, that's just a total lie. Nobody's going to believe that. Millions will. They shift the simulation whenever they need to. They do whatever the hell listen, Alex, they did the same thing with the elections, right? 2016, Russia, Trump rigged the election. 2020, there's no election fraud here. They can do whatever they want.
They're like, there's never been fraud. Anybody that says it should be arrested, and we have hours of them saying it's all a fraud, electronic voting machines, naming the very company suing Fox News. 4 years later, it's never happened. It's insane. Exactly.
Alex, here's why he can't wait too long, okay? If you wait too long, they're going to come out and they're going to start to say, see, we knew it. Even he knows this is all his fault, because now he's coming out and he's admitting that he did wrong. You see voters, you see America, President Trump knew all along that the vaccine wasn't ready. So that's what ruined your life.
Drew Hernandez, you're one of the best. You're one of the smartest people I know. I'm not kissing your ass. You just have a way. I totally agree with you. What you said is your mouth to God's ears. This is totally true. And if he waits too long, it'll be, oh, see, he admits he did it. He's got to come out and expose. They set him up and set us up. He's got to do it now.
Exactly. They tried to do the same thing to you with the Sandy Hook stuff, right? You've been saying for years, hey, you know, I apologize. I saw it wrong, whatever. But in the trial, see, he admitted it. But with President Trump, it's going to be even worse because he's actually waiting and not coming out and condemning it aggressively.
All right, Drew Hernandez, amazing job. God bless you. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. People can just search engine Drew Hernandez. Find all his right work.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship.
supporting InfoWars defeats the globalists, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, I'm a news junkie, and I read legislation, I watch foreign news, I listen to other shows that I respect, you know, I follow this stuff every waking moment, basically. And I mentioned at the start of the show the congressional report coming out blaming Trump for the experimental shots and all that's happening. I told you that moment was coming, and all the rats leaving the sinking ship, Burks and Walensky and Fauci and the rest of them saying, okay, it didn't work, but it's Trump's fault. But even Dan Bongino, who's one of Trump's closest confidants and who's the darling, you know, of the Republican establishment, I think he's a good guy. Been a frequent guest on the show until he got a job at Fox. He's come out and said the worst decision of his life was taking the shot. All the health problems he's had. So if Trump watches his own confidants coming out against it, what is Trump thinking? And so I was talking to the producer, Scott, during the break. He said, why don't you just set a date? It's not an ultimatum, because I'm not going to do anything to Trump. I'm just going to totally stop supporting him. Why don't we just set a date for if Trump doesn't come out and say I was lied to, it's Fauci and Bill Gates, and it's a fraud, because they're already doing that themselves. It means he's blackmailed. It means he's bought off. It means he's dumb. I don't think that's the case. He's already gotten away from the shots. He won't say the vaccine word. He says, I'm still proud of the V word, but I won't say it. People say, move on from Trump. Well, I mean, he controls the Republican Party right now. So to get him on our side and to go after the globalist is critical. That would be a good thing to have him working for us. I'm not just trying to alienate Trump or ostracize Trump or shun Trump. The evidence is overwhelming. It's all coming out. They know it's coming out. They already had a backup plan to blame Trump, and Trump's going along with it. So Trump can decide what he's going to do, but he has to do it very, very quickly. So I noticed a caller, Peter from Washington, wanted to talk about Dan Bongino has turned on the vaccines, agrees with AJ. I thought, oh, I have that clip. So we'll go to Peter in a moment, but here's Dan Bongino.
Biggest mistake of my life. I just should have waited. I thought to myself at the time, I even told Guy, I said, you know, there's no doubt I feel like this was created in this virus in a lab in Wuhan, China. I have little doubt about that. And I figured, you know, I'd rather take my chances with something we created than something they created. Remember when I told you that, Guy? Because I was scared. Again, my doctor told me with lymphoma and being under chemo that if I got this thing, it could be ugly. Let's just leave it at that. Stupid. Why? I watched this clip from the Tucker Carlson show citing some research coming out. And time has now passed and we're starting to see things. It's really the most troubling minute 20 seconds I've had to listen to in a long time because I'm scared of what's coming. I had it a little while ago and I'm afraid it's the repercussions of this for a lot of people have not been felt. Here, check this out.
To neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, liver disease, impaired adaptive immunity, impaired DNA damage response, etc. So it's possible, in fact, it's looking likely that the vaccine might suppress the immune system. This fact, the authors concluded, will, quote, have a wide range of consequences, not the least of which include the reactivation of latent viral infections and the reduced ability to effectively combat future infections, end quote. Now, again, we sincerely hope that's not true. But it's not just the conclusion of one scientific journal. The Lancet, maybe the most famous scientific journal in the world, released similar findings in February. The Lancet's piece was entitled, quote, risk of infection, hospitalization, and death up to 9 months after a second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. A physician called Kenji Yamamoto made this observation about the data from The Lancet. He wrote this in a letter to the Journal of Virology, and we're quoting, the study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among the unvaccinated individuals.
Folks, science is patience. Science is long-term. Science is chronological.
Okay, so now Dan Bongino tells us in the middle of 2022, and Tucker's talking about it. That's great. We appreciate them. We hit the barbed wire in February of 2020 and told you all this. We told you every day. That's why we're under attack, because we do our homework. It's not about who gets the credit. You need to know why we're marked for destruction, because I don't know why these guys don't get it ahead of the curve. I mean, Tucker gets lost ahead of the curve. But why they've got to actually see it all later. The CDC and the FDA, to cover their ass, put out a document in October 2020 predicting all the things that then happened. Because they want to later go back and say, oh, look, we warned you. The bureaucrats cover their dirty little butts. They did this on purpose. They set Trump up. And now we're just sitting there floundering around in circles. But yeah, Dan Bongino now, worst decision of his life. Yeah, what, promoting it? Yeah, remember that too. You know, listen, I wish Dan Bongino was smarter than me. I wish all these people saw what I see. It's so frustrating. Like, I just see it. It's right there. A two-year-old can see it. And that's why Drew Hernandez is amazing. I'm good friends with Drew, and I've known him a few years, but man, he doesn't need to listen to Alex Jones, know what's going on. He's a Christian, born again. He sees it. He has discernment. Drew Hernandez knows every step they're going to take. He knows how to stop them. And there's a lot of Drew Hernandezes out there. I know you're out there listening right now. But I'm pissed off. Because I know we have the most important information out there. And I know we're embattled. And I've got to come and squeeze and beg the audiences to keep us on air every day, which I don't even want to do. I don't want to sit up here and push products and do all this. I bring you products that I think are great. I know do a great job, but I'm so far beyond all this. I mean, you know, where are the wealthy people backing us? Where are the people that don't want to be slaves? I mean, we have world government, mark of the beast, implantable microchips, forced inoculations that kill us out in the open. Where is humanity saying no? That's why I love this audience of activists, because you care and you're involved and you're informed. So we'll go to break. I don't want to cut you short. And we'll come back and talk to Peter and others right through into the next hour. And then MTG, 15 minutes the next hour, is joining us after she got SWAT team raided. Marjorie Taylor Greene, exclusive information coming up in the next hour today. But yes, it's the last few days to get the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. We're sold out of non-signed copies. We just have signed copies as a fundraiser. Thanks for your support. It's your last chance to get signed copies. And I may do them again later once I catch up with signing them, but I got to stop now. We're running this through Friday. The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed copies. The Blueprints, the New World Order, Death Star, How to Stop Them. InfoWarsStore.com. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And then, of course, we also have a lot of other great products that are finally back in stock. Like this. This is grade A fish oil, incredible for your brain, your heart, your liver, your whole body. It's the highest grade fish oil out there. And it just came back in, being sold out for about a month. It is 50% off. You can't get better fish oil. This is nutraceutical grade, ultimate fish oil, wild anchovy, ultra pure Antarctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D and E, supports optimum health for the heart, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health, and so much more. Ultimate fish oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Cannot beat that deal, and it keeps us on air. DNA Force Plus sold out for a long time, back in stock. Oh, that's the Rolls Royce for your whole body and your immune system. It's back in stock. The PQQ and the CoQ10, 50% off. Super Bowl Vitality is 40% off. X2 is selling out, so that's off sale. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with your calls.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. Facebook and Twitter take them down as fast as they go up. But despite that, they get millions of views a day. Here's a clip from 20 years ago, 2002, laying out the basics of the New World Order.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus world view. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
There's thousands of hours of me predicting it all. And people ask on Twitter, he must be one of them. But I was sourcing their documents, their admissions. You can learn their documents as well. You that oppose them, my friends, long after I'm shoveled into my grave. All right, I'm going to go to Julie and everybody else, but Peter wanted to talk about this Bongino clip. Here's a short clip of it. Him admitting the worst decision of his life was taking the shot.
Biggest mistake of my life. I just should have waited. I thought to myself at the time, I even told Guy, I said, you know, there's no doubt I feel like this was created in this virus in a lab in Wuhan, China. I have little doubt about that. And I figured, you know, I'd rather take my chances with something we created than something they created. Remember when I told you that, Guy?
That's enough.
I was scared.
See, now they know it's all coming out. And Dan's not bad. And he's a leader, just not an alpha leader. A leader of leaders. Rodrigo Hernandez is. And you are. We've got to say the tough things years before others do. We've got to take one for the team. That's what InfoWars is all about. Peter, go ahead from Washington. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. The key about what Dan said is it was the worst decision he made. Children don't have a decision. Matthew chapter 18. But those who offend one of these little ones, better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Trump needs to change his mind. Second in that chapter, same 18. If you tell this person in private they have erred and they don't listen to you, if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. You and Drew Hernandez and Dan Bongino and possibly Tucker should tell Trump in a joint communication that he needs to change his ways to save children.
Brother, that is beautifully in the Bible. I remember that verse as a child in Sunday school. That is so powerful. Reprove somebody in private. Give them a chance. But if they don't, go do a intervention.
That's exactly the modern word. That's the modern word for what's in Matthew chapter 18.
Read it again.
Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take him with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established.
Because now we're going to hold you responsible after the next warning.
Correct. And then finally, in that Matthew chapter 18, verse 22, he basically tells Peter how many times he should forgive someone who has erred. And he says, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, forgiveness is the cornerstone of Christian life. And we will forgive Trump if he amends his ways. And that's what we ask that he do for the sake of the children.
Well, that's right, because if he's fully committed to evil, he'll never turn back. But there's still a chance, we should still keep hammering.
This is the gold standard. If he won't turn back here, what are we to do but move on?
Powerfully said. What else do you want to tell people?
That they should listen to you and read the Bible and see in the ways in which they both coincide. And also that I guess the key is that children are the key. Show your love for Christ by your love for children. Show your love for your fellow man by your love for children. Recognize those children trust us and depend on us to look out for them, and that you have no greater duty than to help a child in need. And the children who may be vaccinated, who may have their lives ruined, who may never have children, you owe it to them to fight for them, and God will see your face and smile if you have stood for his littlest ones.
Powerfully said, Peter. Thank you. Anytime I'm feeling sorry for myself or even get a little bit scared, God goes, children. Children are under attack. Children. And then I don't have any hesitation then. It's everything. And that's why everything the enemy is about is confusing and hurting children. God wants to protect children. Satanists want to hurt children. It's very simple. We don't have a choice. We're either going to defend children or we're going to join Satan. Again, it goes back to Scarface, a hypothetical movie written by Oliver Stone, based on a decade of research hanging out with drug cartels. And there's a composite of true stories, like The Godfather's a composite of true stories. at the end, Tony Montana saves his soul. He's a killer. He's a criminal. He's a bad guy, but he's not going to blow up little kids. No women, no kids. Says, you think I'm a worm like you? You think I need this in my life? Trump means nothing to me if he doesn't stand up for the children. And he's been given a lot of chances. But I wanted to trigger a debate about this. That's why this platform is so precious. This isn't about credit. It's about understanding what you've done. You built this operation. You're the only reason it's here. And we're causing major debate and having incredible victories. That's why we keep InfoWars on the air. That's why the enemies of freedom hate this broadcast. And it keeps them up at night. Because I don't claim to be Mr. Saintly. But I love God. And I see God working through me. And I see how I follow God's logic. The older I get, the more I submit to God's will. Let's go to Julie in Pennsylvania. Julie, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello. Hello, sir. How are you? I know you've been going through a lot lately, and
Nothing compared to 6-year-olds and 6-month-olds giving shots, giving heart attacks. I'm fine. I'm a man. I'm doing great.
Well, I was very happy, or not happy, grateful to hear that Dan Bongino finally said the right thing. But what people don't understand, Trump had nothing to do with this. He was just being the businessman trying to set up a vaccine to get people to go back to work. That's all he was doing.
Exactly. But now that he knows, he's got to come out against it.
Exactly. See, what he didn't realize was he stepped into a cauldron of evil that you couldn't, it was a black hole. And this already began back in 1999 when Bill Clinton left office. He signed a bill with the funding through the White House, the Department of Navy Research and Defense. And what they did was, that was when they first created the nano industry that was funded by the Department of
Defense. No, you're right. And then it was the Defense Authorization Act, and it was the Model States of Emergency Act, 2001,
right.
2005. Exactly. We know who
That's
did
right.
it.
All the patents are owned by the Department of Defense in cooperation with MIT and Harvard. And who was in the middle of that? BG. And we don't have to say anything more, with his foundation. And he was the one who had orchestrated, and he was with them there all the way through. In 2015, he came forward in a symposium up in under MIT. He stated that they have tested this vaccine with millions of people already. And then he did that in cooperation with the Department of Navy. And that means they were already testing these things on our military.
Absolutely. All of it was pre-tested, which is why the CDC knew it would cause heart attacks, infertility, blood clots, and death. Incredible call, Julie. Our callers are incredible. All right. More calls on MTG coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.